tocando ya el balón Zidane. Entrega por la banda para Roberto Carlos. Toca por dentro. Aparece Ronaldo. Amaga el primer disparo.
Majidistas, this is the American Majidista Podcast. I'm your host, Dumisani, recording this episode on February 5th, 2023 from New York City. Real Madrid were away in La Liga for an early afternoon kickoff against Mallorca today, but the Whites were not able to recover from an early Nacho own goal to avoid a major upset as they suffered a stunning 1-0 defeat. The result set up the Whites to fall even further back in the league title chase, which is exactly what would happen when Barca's 3-0 win over Sevilla later in the day widened the margin between Real and their rivals to an 8-point gap at the top of the table. Ancelotti's starting 11 for the match against Mallorca today consisted of Camavinga, Nacho, Rudiger, and Carvajal at the back, Valverde, Tchouaméni, and Ceballos in the midfield, and Rodrigo, Vinicius Jr., and Asensio up front, forming the customary 4-3-3, with Andre Lunin getting the start as Courtois injured himself during the pre-game warm-up. My first key takeaway from today's match is that Real did not deal well with Mallorca's intensely physical approach to the contest that saw the hosts repeatedly bringing play to a halt and making it a rockfight of a game. Mallorca's challenges were whistled as fouls a whopping 29 times to Real's 14, while several more physical interventions by the hosts were allowed as play-ons by the referee. But instead of looking to fight fire with fire, or just play through all of the roughhousing that made them so clearly uncomfortable, Real were much more inclined to look to the referee with words and gestures of complaint that suggested an inability to deal with the overly harsh play. Ironically, Mallorca's physicality was advantageous to Real despite disrupting the rhythm of play, as the Whites had a number of free kicks from dangerous positions in the attacking half and also had a chance from the spot after Vinny won a penalty in the 57th minute. But all of those opportunities were squandered, as shots after free kick sequences were either blocked or sent the ball off target, and Asensio saw his effort from the spot in the 60th minute saved by the right post. The wastefulness proved to be costly as Real didn't see nearly as many good chances in open play, and while that certainly was a problem given how it affected the end result, it was just as bothersome to see the Whites so emotionally affected by Mallorca's bullying play. The complaining and throwing the hands up just spoke to a softness in competitive mentality that belied the often celebrated character of the team, and that was incredibly frustrating to see. Teams like Mallorca that are outmatched man for man surely are to be expected to resort to the kind of play that they displayed today, and Real had to have known that and should have been more ready to deal with that better today, with less whining and more of the fighting spirit that was needed to overcome Mallorca's challenge. My second key takeaway from today's match is that aside from the physicality, Mallorca's defensive organization was very effective in frustrating Real's attacking play in a way that we have seen in previous matches this season. The 5-4-1 Mallorca setup, with the lines close together in the final third, really left zero room for Real to do much of anything other than play the ball from side to side in front of Mallorca's defense or out on the wings with no options for making a connection in the center of the box. That effectively neutralized Real's attack and slowed it to a grinding halt as the possession was very deliberate, with the Whites searching in vain for a way through. Additionally, Mallorca was very good getting back in transition to deny Real from having any significant opportunities to counterattack into space. Apart from a couple of Vinny's do-it-myself runs from the left wing that got him into the box, and the rare direct through balls that led to a look at the goal from inside the penalty area, Real were left to take aim at the goal from distance and over a wall of red shirts, and that approach was of no success. The frustrating attacking display was an all-too-familiar result of Real's lack of a central presence in the final third, being met with a number of opposition bodies inside the box. And once again, without an effective attacking alternative by virtue of both personnel and tactics, Real could offer no solutions in open play to break down a committed defensive opponent. My third key takeaway from Real Madrid's 1-0 defeat to Mallorca today is that the upset leaves Real's league title defense hanging on by a thread, as the 8-point gap is going to be even harder to overcome as the top two teams in La Liga are so clearly heading in opposite directions. Real's inconsistent play over the past several weeks in the top flight has not been matched by Barcelona, as Xavi's men have won 5 straight in the league on some very good form to position themselves well to claim this season's crown. A lot can still happen with 18 more league matches to be played, but with Barca flying, Real facing continuous injury woes, which were added to today, and a difficult stretch of matches coming up for Real over the next several weeks of a condensed calendar, it does not look so good for the Whites as they have less and less margin for error with bad results like today's. Ancelotti's players now not only have to quickly turn around their form in the league, but they also have to hope for a drop-off from their blood rivals that they are giving no signs of in their recent matches. And should another combination of Real and Barca results in the upcoming league rounds add any more points to Barca's lead like it did today, Real can just about kiss their hopes for going back-to-back as champions of the top flight goodbye.
And then Ronaldo! Oh!
Let's rate the player performances from Real Madrid's 1-0 defeat to Mallorca today. Starting up front, Rodrigo rated as a 5. In the first half, he was brought down as he turned and attempted to make a run through the center of the attacking half in the 15th minute. And in the 37th minute, his shot from distance after a short free kick sent the ball well over the goal. In the second half, his shot from the left side of the box was blocked to win a corner in the 52nd minute. And in the 88th minute, he made a run from the wing into the right side of the box and passed the ball to Modric for a shot from the top of the box. Vinicius Jr. rated as a 6. In the first half, he was tackled on the left wing in the attacking half in the 18th minute. In the 28th minute, he was tackled after making a run from the left wing through several players and into the box. And in the 44th minute, he was booked for tripping Mafeo in the Mallorca box, which will cause him to miss Real's next league match. In the second half, he was tackled on the left wing outside of the box in the 48th minute, and then again in the 50th minute as he attempted to run at several players. In the 57th minute, he won a penalty as he was brought down by the keeper in the left side of the 6-yard box as he attempted to connect with Rudiger's ball from the back. In the 68th minute, he made a run into the left side of the box from the wing and had his centering pass intercepted. And in the 93rd minute, he made a run at players down the left wing and won a corner. Marco Asensio rated as a 5. In the first half, he most notably played a backheel pass from above the box that connected with Carvajal down the right wing in the 19th minute. In the second half, he blew a golden opportunity to bring Real back level in the 60th minute when his penalty attempt was saved by the right post. In the 66th minute, his shot from above the right side of the box sent the ball wide of the near post, and he was replaced by Mariano in the 71st minute. In the midfield, Fede Valverde rated as a 4. In the first half, he won the ball intercepting a pass near the halfway line in the 18th minute. In the 23rd minute, he had his shot from above the left side of the box blocked. And in the 41st minute, his shot from above the box went well high. In the second half, he halted a break with a tackle in the defensive half in the 49th minute. In the 54th minute, he turned the ball over with a bad short pass in the attacking half. And in the 64th minute, he was booked for a late sliding challenge in the defensive half and thereafter was replaced by Luka Modric. Aurelien Tchouaméni rated as a 5. In the first half, he intercepted a throw-in just above the box at the back in the 22nd minute. In the 33rd minute, he won the ball with a tackle in the defensive end. And in the 41st minute, his shot from above the box was blocked out for a corner. He was all but invisible in the second half, and he was ultimately replaced by Toni Kroos in the 71st minute. Dani Ceballos rated as a 5. In the first half, he turned the ball over with a bad pass in the attacking half that sparked a Mallorca break in the 7th minute, and in the 43rd minute, he intercepted a pass above the box. He then got a yellow card for complaining to the referee after the first half ended. In the second half, he played a good pass from the left wing that connected with Rodrigo above the left corner of the box in the 52nd minute to set him up for a run-in and a shot. And in the 68th minute, he turned the ball over with a bad pass on the left wing. He was replaced by David Alaba in the 71st minute. In the back, Eduardo Camavinga rated as a 6. In the first half, he most notably tracked back to make an important tackle in the right side of the box to disrupt Mallorca's counter in the 7th minute. In the second half, his bad touch on the left wing in the attacking half turned the ball over in the 49th minute. In the 57th minute, he did well to track back and intercept the through ball down the right wing before drawing a foul. In the 74th minute, he made a tackle above the box that halted a break. In the 85th minute, his shot from distance sent the ball high. And in the 94th minute, his effort at the goal from above the box was blocked. Nacho rated as a 4. In the first half, his attempted interception of a cross with his head in the 13th minute sent the ball the wrong direction and into the back of the net towards the right post for what ended up being Mallorca's game-winning goal. In the second half, he intercepted a through ball in the defensive half to disrupt the break in the 77th minute, and in the 87th minute, he intercepted a through ball on the left side at the back. Antonio Rudiger rated as a 5. In the first half, he turned the ball over in the 8th and 9th minutes with passes that got intercepted. In the 32nd minute, he won the ball back intercepting a pass at the halfway line. And in the 38th minute, he took a shot from distance that sent the ball well high. In the second half, he played a good long ball from the halfway line that fell into the left side of the box in the 57th minute and helped Real to earn a penalty when Vinny was fouled attempting to connect with the ball. In the 98th minute, he got his head onto the ball in from a cruise cross in the right side of the box and sent the ball just wide of the near post. Danny Carvajal rated as a 4. In the first half, he won the ball with a tackle along the right side in the defensive half in the 39th minute. In the 42nd minute, he turned the ball over in the face of a press in the back right corner. And in the 45th minute, his attempted through ball for Valverde on the right side in the final third turned the ball over. In the second half, he was far too high up on the right wing as Mallorca dangerously broke into space on the left side in the 51st minute. In the 86th minute, he tracked back to make an important tackle in the center of the box to kill a Mallorca break. And in the 97th minute, his cross from the right wing was intercepted in the box. As for the substitutes, Luka Modric rated as a 5. He replaced Fede Valverde in the 64th minute. In the 74th minute, he played the ball to Rodrigo in space on the right wing during a counter. In the 81st minute, his late challenge from behind in the attacking half got him booked. In the 88th minute, his shot from the top of the box was blocked. And in the 94th minute, his cross from the left wing connected with Mariano in the center of the box for a header that missed to the left. Mariano rated as a 5. He replaced Marco Asensio in the 71st minute. In the 87th minute, his volley from the right side of the box sent the ball high towards the left. In the 90th minute, his foul from behind that halted a break by the halfway line earned him a yellow card. And in the 94th minute, his header from the center of the box sent the ball high and wide to the left. Toni Kroos rated as a 5. He went on for Aurelien Tchouaméni in the 71st minute. In the 82nd minute, his long ball from the back was intercepted just above the box as he attempted to connect with Rodrigo running into the box. In the 88th minute, his shot from distance missed wide left of the goal. In the 93rd minute, his cross from the left wing was caught by the keeper in front of the goal. And in the 98th minute, his cross from above the box connected with Rudiger for a last-gasp header that went just wide of the right post. David Alaba, as the final substitute, rated as a 5. He took the place of Dani Ceballos in the 71st minute. In the 74th minute, his cross from just above the left corner of the box at the end of a break failed to make a connection, but in the 87th minute, he played in a good cross from the left wing that connected with Mariano in the right side of the box for a shot. Finally, in front of the goal, Andre Lunin rated as a 6. In the first half, he caught a ball in from a free kick right in front of the goal in the 8th minute. In the 13th minute, he was left frozen to watch the ball headed over him and into the back of the net towards the right post. And in the 28th minute, he saved a deflected shot. In the second half, he got his hands onto a heavy through ball in the right side of the box at the end of a Mallorca break in the 51st minute. And in the 84th minute, he saved the Sanchez shot from above the box by the left post. It was a hard crash back to earth for Real today after two consecutive good attacking performances had offered a lot of encouragement. And the upset defeat to Mallorca is a far less than ideal way for the Whites to head off to North Africa for their second opportunity this year for silverware.
Three in the box waiting for the cross, and it was Bale! Oh, what about that? What about that from Gareth Bale?
Up next for Real Madrid. The Whites are off to Morocco for a Club World Cup semifinals match against Egyptian side Al Ahly this coming Wednesday. Al Ahly will be there after having defeated the Seattle Sounders 1-0 in the previous round, and they're almost certain to have a lot of support on the continental soil as they look to hand Real another upset defeat. But the Whites will still be heavy favorites to win the match, even if the likes of Benzema, Militao, and others that are injured can't go. So I fully expect the Real team that needs a lift to its spirits to take their current frustrations out on Al Ahly and get the victory to advance to the competition's final. The next time you all will hear from me on this podcast will be after Real Madrid takes on Al Ahly in the Club World Cup semis on Wednesday, so be sure to keep an eye out for a new episode to drop once the final whistle sounds. Until then, as always, Hala Madrid!
Parió Zidane, gol del Madrid en el 45, gol de Zinedine Zidane, Real Madrid 2, Leverkusen 1.